This is Capital Access. I'm Willis Watkins. As Hurricane Barry was developing in the Gulf of Mexico, so was the race for governor in Louisiana. In light of the storm, Governor John Bel Edwards officially postponed a campaign bus tour across the state. And one of his opponents, Republican Congressman Ralph Abraham, followed suit, putting his campaign on pause. But the lines between natural disasters and politics can be delicate in Louisiana. Here to discuss why is Stephanie Grace, columnist with the Times-Picayune, the New Orleans Advocate. Stephanie, thanks for speaking with me.
Thanks for having me.
In one of your recent columns, you say disasters aren't about politics, except when they are. How so?
The thing about these disasters is the person in charge gets to show his or her stuff. They have a big platform. People are paying attention to what they're doing. And they're in charge of really kind of reassuring people and letting people know that they're in good hands or not. A lot of people are watching them. While everybody says there's no place for politics, and it's true when lives and property are at stake, it's Louisiana. There's always politics.
Official campaigning took a backseat while the storm was impacting the state, but that didn't necessarily mean the election was out of sight.
Exactly the opposite, it turns out, because what happens when we have a disaster? People turn into local news. What do they play during the commercials in local news? Campaign ads. John Bel Edwards, it just so happened, had his first campaign ad running. That didn't stop, and probably more people saw it than would have otherwise because more people were turned into local news to follow the weather. There was also an ad that was in heavy rotation that wasn't by his opponents per se, but was by the Republican Governors Association. So it was basically an attack ad. It's comparing him unfavorably to Donald Trump. Of course, the John Bel Edwards ad compared him favorably to Bobby Jindal.
A big part of being governor in the state of Louisiana is dealing with these natural disasters. Edwards has had to deal with the 2016 floods, Bobby Jindal with Gustav, and of course, Kathleen Blanco was in office during Hurricane Katrina. How have we seen these disasters impact the public image of governors in the past?
Well, with Kathleen Blanco, it formed an impression that really stuck. And that's that she was overwhelmed by the situation. Now, you have to say that nobody else has faced what she has faced. Let's start right there. I mean, it would have been hard for anyone to convey that things were under control because they were not under control. And much of that was, you know, that wasn't her fault. This was an overwhelming catastrophe. But there was also something about the demeanor. People really react to whether a leader seems calm and seems in control or not. And I think that's something that has benefited, that did benefit Bobby Jindal during Gustav, also the BP oil spill, and that has benefited John Bel Edwards. If you remember that first summer he took office, not only did we have the huge floods in Baton Rouge, we had those police shootings in Baton Rouge, you know, so, I mean, it was just a horrible summer. There was the Alton Sterling incident. It's really, I think, when a lot of people who got to know him a little bit and liked what they saw is the sense I got. And the polls backed that up, that you maybe got a sense of his military experience, this kind of command and control thing. And he was also just very empathetic. He really, the tone was right. He got the tone right. And I think the tone is very important in these situations.
Stephanie Grace with the Times-Picayune, the New Orleans Advocate. Thanks for your time.
Thank you very much.
For Capital Access, I'm Wallace Watkins.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge and the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, supporting Louisiana agriculture and educating classrooms on renewable food, fiber, and fuel systems.